Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Well, I tell you what, plenty to talk about in property. I did mention earlier on about those Darling Square properties going, and also the ones in Brisbane going literally in hours and hours and hours. It was just out incredible how much money went through. $460 million in a four-hour period. Get that. Jonathan Chancellor, people aren't scared of the property markets at all.
Look, there is a resilience about the Sydney property market. Apparently, the Chinese were absent from the Darling Square purchasing on the weekend, unlike stages one and two, but it sold out to the local buyers in very quick time, and at prices, as you said, starting from $630 for a studio apartment.
But even so, I mean, you look at the clearance rates right across the country. They weren't bad, were they, really?
No, and look, Sydney is just so strong at the moment. You know, the UPI data had the eastern suburbs clearance rate in the eastern suburbs at 91%.
Mm.
I mean, overall, Sydney is the strongest auction market at the moment at 75%. And that's why UPI data in the next couple of days or two will say that there's been 6%, 7% annual growth in the last quarter.
Yeah, those house price numbers for last month will be out on Wednesday this week, on the 1st of June, showing you the main numbers. And you're right, with the interest rate cut and what we've seen, I mean, there's going to be some pretty strong results out there.
I mean, there's no dampening at all. The election, you know, really should be dampening a bit of expectation. We know that the Labor Party policy might bring forward a bit of investor demand, but it's not necessarily, it doesn't have to happen now because there's a year to unfold. But it's a very strong market. And in the mix of all of this is Boomer. It's come
Sale. Tell people about this. This is Lindsay Fox. This is a great story, this.
So his son, Andrew, wanted to buy it, and they picked it up for $20 million, I think 10 or 11 years ago. And so now it's come up for sale very quietly, but it leaked on the weekend. They want $60 million. It is the most beautiful Spanish mission-style home on the Sydney Harbour. And it was built back in the 1920s, for the Albert music book publishing family.
Mm. Well, I'll tell you what, most people would be very happy if they'd tripled their money over a 10 or 11 year period, but especially with that sort of money on the plate, it's pretty decent, the return.
It cost, back when it was built, £60,000.
Wow.
So you can get your actuaries to work.
Oh, what did that Brighton bathing box go for over the weekend? I know one was up for sale.
$307, a record.
There's a bathing box, people. Get this, you know, on the Brighton beach in Melbourne. It's just unbelievable to see what's going on. It's unbelievable. Jonathan Chancellor, always the best with property, I've got to tell you. Propertyobserver.com.au.